Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Holly Kwan. Thanks for joining us, and here's what's happening. What is now the longest government shutdown in history continues to plague air travel, and the Bay Area is feeling it. KCBS's Mike DeWall reports from SFO, one of 40 airports across the country being forced by the FAA to start cutting back on flights.
These airports currently required to cut 4% of daily flights. That will slowly ramp up to 10% by next Friday. At SFO, things complicated by an FAA-mandated ground delay because of short staffing. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford warns these kinds of triggers are in place because of growing pressure of air traffic controller fatigue.
If we allow it to go unchecked, will allow us to continue to tell the public that we operate the safest airline system in the world.
SFO's largest carrier, United, forced to cancel 10 of its 300 daily flights. Spokesperson Lori Augustine says the benefit here is time.
If it's a weather event, it's usually in the moment, so we're reactionary.
Many travelers taking no chances in preparation, like Rajan.
Had to get here 3 hours ahead of time just for an 8 a.m. flight.
Some not preparing. Nate is flying to L.A. He usually takes the early flight out because there are fewer lines, meaning he didn't leave extra time.
We missed our flight, and then rebooking, there's nothing available for the rest of the day.
Airlines are offering both refunds and free changes, even for those not experiencing cancellations, says industry analyst Henry Hardeveld.
What they're trying to do is get people to voluntarily give up seats.
At SFO, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
As the government shutdown continues, a food crisis is getting worse in the Bay Area and across the nation as SNAP benefits are still in limbo. KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from Contra Costa County, where families will soon be issued local debit cards to be able to buy groceries.
Contra Costa County is preparing to issue debit cards so that families already receiving SNAP benefits can continue purchasing food at local grocery stores. Candace Anderson, chair of the Board of Supervisors here, says they've declared a local emergency, allowing them to use $21 million to keep needy families fed.
It's shocking that we're talking about how do we prevent people from going hungry.
Some SNAP beneficiaries, like Tatiana in Emeryville, have seen their EBT cards at least partially refilled.
The benefits, I guess they're there now. They weren't there when they were supposed to be, which was a few days ago.
Meanwhile, Bay Area food banks are being overwhelmed. Searches for online food assistance have surged by over 200%. In the East Bay, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Sun and clouds across the Bay Area today. That recent atmospheric river has made its way out. But the rainy season has begun. KCBS's Rebecca Goodian has more on what comes next.
It's too early to predict specifics, but we can get a general idea of what our winter might look like.
We're under a La Nina advisory right now, which means weather patterns travel up and over the top of our area. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Garcia.
But as we get into the core of winter, it looks like La Nina is going to fade, and we're going to go into what we call southern oscillation neutral, which means that we're going to get more of a normal type of pattern. So we can start to expect more of those systems rolling through as we get into that January, February, March timeframe.
The winter months are when we tend to get the highest amounts of rain, but it tends to be after the holidays.
Our core wet months are December, January, February. That's like the core of winter. Most of the rain typically comes in that January, February timeframe.
That's when most of the wetting rain falls. That puts a damper on wildfire risks, moistening fuels. But these early storms have helped reduce the risk quite a bit already. And Garcia tells KCBS that another more potent storm is forecast for later this month after this upcoming dry weekend. Rebecca Goodion, KCBS.
A viral outburst by gubernatorial candidate and former Orange County Congresswoman Katie Porter really hurt her campaign. That's according to a new UC Berkeley poll that finds Republican challenger Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco is now leading the pack with 13%. Porter's support dropped from 17 to 11. Nearly half of voters surveyed, though, were still undecided. Porter had been the front runner over this summer, but after she had heated words with a TV reporter in October, her opponents jumped on the chance to question her temperament. Mark DiCamillo, head of the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies, says the poll shows that we are in a political vacuum right now with no one really clicking with the voters. Now that the Prop 50 special election is over, he says, the governor's race should ramp up. Things are bleak in the Santa Rosa City schools. A new report finds the struggling district will be nearly $3 million shy of making payroll by June of next year. These are the first concrete numbers that show just how close the district is to being taken over by the state. Leaders were trying to save $12.5 million when they closed a number of schools last spring, but they ended up $5 million short. That means their shortfall for next year just ballooned to $16 million. Leaders have until December to lay out a budget plan. Town of Paradise has about 40% of its homes rebuilt as it looks towards tomorrow's 7th anniversary of the devastating campfire. Officials say that one of the most important lessons learned now is the first thing they teach subsequent victims of California wildfires. Paradise Mayor Steve Crowder telling KCBS, you can't give up.
First and foremost is absolutely don't lose hope. And I know how it feels. And I've been down to Altadena and toured their fire area. And you just look at it and you go, my God, how are we ever going to recover? And here we are making great progress. We are the fastest growing city in California.
40% of the homes are rebuilt. The town went from sleepy retirement village to vibrant community full of new families. Crowder says 60% of the town moved in after the campfire, which destroyed 19,000 homes and structures. And he says with complete destruction comes the opportunity to build something better.
We were the largest town west of the Mississippi without a sewer system.
You can bet they're putting in one now, as well as undergrounding all the other utilities to make Paradise one of the most fire-safe communities in Butte County. OpenAI is facing 7 lawsuits in California, each claiming that its ChatGPT AI drove users to suicide and harmful delusions. 4 victims died by suicide, including a 17-year-old whose family says ChatGPT provided the instructions that led to their child's death. Attorneys say OpenAI's rush to get ChatGPT to market prioritized user engagement over safety. OpenAI called the cases heartbreaking and is reviewing the filings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
San Mateo County Board of Supervisors not wasting any time in holding public interviews for the search for a new sheriff. KCBS's David Welsh tells us six finalists made their case in front of the board during a public hearing.
Board President David Canepa says transparency is behind the decision to hold public interviews, and he says doing it in an open hearing means anyone can participate.
We find ourselves appointing to a three-year term.
Canepa says public interviews were the next best thing to holding a special election, and although he thinks voters should decide, the entire board moved to appoint a new sheriff by November 13th.
Us moving forward requires us to really take an examination.
And for anyone inside the chamber or watching at home, that examination sounded a bit like this.
What is your approach to community policing?
Please share how you would collaborate with the Independent Civilian Advisory Commission.
County supervisors interviewed six candidates over the course of several hours. That group gets cut in half, where finalists participate in another candidate forum on November 10th. In Redwood City, David Welch, KCBS.
The board did pick three candidates. Kenneth Binder, interim chief of police for Gilroy and former undersheriff at the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office. David Lazar, retired assistant chief for the San Francisco Police Department, and Brian Nguyen-Hun Travis, chief of police and director of public safety for the Solano Community College District. Hayward losing a major grocery store as a Safeway on West Jackson Street will be closing in February. The Chronicle reports the chain expects that all 76 workers from that store will get transferred to other nearby Safeways. No layoffs are planned. In a statement, the company says the decision to shutter the West Jackson Street store not taken lightly. The move aligns with the ending of their lease term. The next closest Safeway is about 2 miles away. This is the fourth Bay Area Safeway to close this year. The grocery chain closed stores in San Francisco's Fillmore, Pinole, and Vallejo. Separately, Safeway is closing 10 stores in Colorado, as well as one in Nebraska and one in New Mexico, citing poor performance. They are still counting the votes in Santa Clara County, but Measure A, that's the sales tax measure, is expected to pass. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says it'll fill only about a third of the $1 billion hole for county health care.
The new sales tax increase expected to make a big difference for health care in Santa Clara County.
And it's temporary, so if that thing gets better later, then that goes away.
This man voted in favor of Measure A, he says in part because his girlfriend's a nurse.
Staff is going to get laid off. She gets a lot of people in the county that, you know, they're already super understaffed, so it's going to just make it worse.
This woman proud of her yes vote.
I feel good about it, so. Yeah.
About your vote?
About my vote, how it passed, and how it, motivate, everybody to vote.
Medicare is currently the largest revenue source for Santa Clara Valley Healthcare. In San Jose, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
Going to have to wait a little longer for Grand Theft Auto 6. The game's publisher, Rockstar Games, initially set a May 2026 release date, but now it is pushing that back 6 months to next November. That's a year from now. The company says the extra months will allow it to deliver a polished game that the fans expect and deserve. The company says the recent firings of 30 to 40 workers in the UK, not related to the delay. GTA 6 has been in development for more than a decade, originally supposed to be released in the fall of this year. Santa Clara County is hosting its third annual Stand Down. That's today and tomorrow. KCBS's Shannon Golden tells us the event at the county fairgrounds aims to help veterans access benefits and get connected with resources.
You know, as a veteran, I know how challenging it is to separate from service and to transition. It's a very different world when you're coming back into civilian life. And many times we don't have that support.
Darlene Escalante, director for the Veterans Services Office, says the goal of this event is to provide that support.
This is a way of us telling them that we are your village. We are your community.
There's free haircuts, dental services, produce, and foodstuffs donated by local food banks, housing support, mental health programs, and folks ready to help veterans enroll in benefits.
We have different neighborhoods is what we call them. We have an employment neighborhood, education, medical services, anywhere from VA healthcare to local medical nonprofits or providers.
Veterans can register to attend through the VSO website. In San Jose, Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Now you can have the National Park experience in 15 minutes or less. Bixby Knowles National Park in Long Beach isn't an official national park, but it has everything that a national park should have, including signage, an extremely short trail, native plants, and a visitor center, all on a tiny piece of land that's actually an abandoned corner lot, kitty corner, from a Papa John's and across the street from a donut shop. There's even a mini bridge over a dry stream bed flanked by a mural of mountains and waterfalls. This is in Long Beach, a city bus stop that doubles as a park shuttle stop, and the carved wooden Bixby Bear that welcomes you to this mini wilderness. When it is all done, 3 years from now, San Francisco's Big Art Loop should have about 100 sculptures on its 34-mile path around the city. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby tells us, artists came together last night to celebrate a bunch of these sculptures that are now being installed.
I think it's pretty fantastic, isn't it? There's enough of a customer base. People are interested.
Interested enough to travel to the city to walk or bike that trail, says artist Marty Brewer. It's a path that at this point includes the 45-foot tall woman bearing it all at the foot of Market Street, the popular mermaid named Coralie near the ferry building.
And then got framed, this gold frame, beautiful, right down the Embarcadero here is just, I mean, I stood there for 4 minutes and probably took 10 people's pictures. They love it.
Aliza Marks is CEO of Big Art Loop. I talked to her at an opening party parade to view some of the new pieces.
I think it sparks joy, excitement, curiosity, maybe imagination. That's what art is all about. It sparks conversation and helps bring people together.
There should be 21 up by the end of the year. In San Francisco, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards.
Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.